Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Ian Hocus, our senior producer, he is at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Yeah, welcome back. Did you have a good trip to Dallas?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice time covering the hurricane?
Well, I mean, to say it was a nice time would maybe not be the right way to put it.
What about all those snacks that we picked up for you?
There were a few snacks, but, you know, a lot of those snacks, they look good, but, you know, I'm not going to...
Well, some of that stuff I got just because I knew you'd like it.
Yeah. I brought some... Thank you for that. Well, you knew I wouldn't eat it. Look, there were a couple of things.
You didn't want to eat those tiny cucumbers?
No, there was some... I didn't see those.
The tiny cucumbers. They're in the fridge. They're still in there.
I'll go take a look.
Why don't you and I have some tiny cucumbers after the show today?
There were some freeze-dried apple chips.
Yeah. They were
pretty tasty. I brought my own snacks because I know...
That's good.
Yeah, that in radio, they don't always provide the best snacks. But look, they had snacks. I did a video back behind the scenes during the coverage of the storm. And again, it's on the SOTA Facebook page. We'll get some comments from that coming up. I also wrote a blog about lessons that can be learned from Hurricane Francine. And it seems like every storm offers lessons for us. The question is, will we learn those lessons?
Mm-hmm.
Ian had plans to go to Dallas.
Pre-existing things.
Yeah, to go to Green Day.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, this storm just popped up. So Ian was able to maintain his plans, and we were able to cover the storm. And really, for the greater New Orleans area, with the exception of Kenner and a few spotted areas, we did okay.
I'm glad. I knew you would. You know, I was here with Diane late on Tuesday getting everything ready, and it's not like it was at the bottom of the ocean. Like, I had my phone and my computer with me the whole time. If anybody needed anything, I was going to be there. I just wasn't going to be in the building. But, you know, it's the first time since 2006 that I haven't been here for hurricane coverage.
Yeah, you know,
18 years.
I haven't missed
one hurricane.
When you're used to doing it and you're not there, it's different. And there's kind of that urge that you have. You know, they say that if you lose a limb, you know, you still have the instincts of still having that limb. And I'm still sure that even though you weren't here physically, that you kind of had instincts of thinking about the storm and worrying about the storm.
Yeah, I did. I was emotionally prepared, you know, as late as, you know, Wednesday morning for my flight to be canceled or something else to go wrong. You know, I'm just going to have to go see them another time. But it didn't work out that way. So, yeah, I missed you. I'm glad everything went well. And here we go.
How was the concert?
Brother, you really want to know? People don't want to hear about this right now.
Very, very. Yeah, I want to hear about it. I wonder, was it? I mean, you're a big Green Day fan.
It's a moment without words. It was phenomenal. It was the best concert I've ever seen in my life. It's the 30th anniversary of Dookie. They're like, you know, big album that put them on the map in 1994. It's also the 20th anniversary of American Idiot. And I don't think maybe we give American Idiot as much credence as we should for the sort of impact that it had the year that it came out. in 2004. Like, a lot of those songs, I think, in a way became kind of Katrina anthems. This is why Green Day and U2 did the collab, you know, going into the first Saints game after Katrina. Like, that really was Green Day's moment. And the sort of eloquence and virtuosity that they deployed on that album, and that still is on stage with them today as they're performing that album from end to end, is sublime. It's really, it's my generation's finest work. It's my generation's Gimme Shelter. It's my generation's Sgt. Pepper's, in a way. I mean, you know, it's just like, it's a touchstone piece of art that will never be equaled.
Well, and there are other albums and other groups that are exactly that for other people in your generation. But I understand your point. And
none like this.
When you were, well, I
you,
mean,
you come with the king, you better not miss.
It's subjective. You know, I mean, your judgment of Green Day is subjective. I mean, you can think it's wonderful, but, you know, not everybody's into that. But for you, I'm not taking anything away from you, but I'm simply saying that
being stubborn on purpose.
I don't care. When I talk about great concerts, it's not just the music, it's not just the band, but it's what the band means to you. Mm-hmm. Or it's the moment of the concert. Like, the best concert I ever went to throughout my career, Stones and everybody, was Duran Duran 1984 Baton Rouge. And it was just that moment of where they were on the pop culture charts, not only musically, but just, you know, in every way. And so for you, having grown up with Green Day was a band that you latched on because for whatever reason they spoke to you when you were coming of age. And a lot of people have those bands and those artists that just spoke to them when they were coming of age. And that's a relationship that lasts forever.
What's also kind of remarkable about that is that there's a huge multi-generational appeal there. I mean, you saw a lot of sort of, you know, older Gen Xers, older millennials, and there's small children at that concert, and everybody knows every word to every song. I was in the pit, man. We got a ticket upgrade at kind of the last minute, so I was just like, you know, maybe 10 feet away from the stage or something. It was awesome.
Was there any moshing?
Yeah, there was moshing. There was moshing and surfing, people going over your head and stuff all the time.
I think that's something that generation misses. You know, because that defined that generation. And man, I can go into analyzing the mosh pit from someone from a completely different generation. But, you know, I looked at that, and because it was so unusual, I really studied that and felt like, this is such an interesting thing that this generation is saying. You know, it was a way of, at a time when young people were more isolated than ever, it was a time when the mosh pit was a physical connection with other people. Mm-hmm. Even though the slam dancing, even though the bumping into each other was kind of violent, you know, you do that in a country bar and somebody's going to want to punch you. But there was some kind of subliminal subconscious agreement with that generation that, mm-hmm. man, I'm going to slam into you, but man, we're just making contact. We're just contacting each other. Stage diving was having faith that somebody would catch you. Mm-hmm. At a Soul Asylum concert once, I saw somebody who was stage diving. They weren't caught, and they hit the concrete floor and came up with a bloody head. But for the most part, if you were there stage diving, you were caught. Crowd surfing is just, it's a community action that's going on in the mosh pit. So, you know, I a couple of years ago, I went to a Weezer concert at Champion Square, and I remember that one, saw some people who were like maybe 35, close to 40, and they're kind of mocking slam dancing, but it's like they really wanted to do it. And so I totally understand that young generation that is now older, I clearly understand why they want to do that, because it's part of who they were.
Yeah. Yeah, the moshing I like to think about it as like, it's a way to exercise violence against people, but in a way that is disconnected from hate or anger or derision or anything. It's special in that way. I don't know anything else quite like that.
And all of that music was about angst.
Yeah.
It was about the angst of a young generation. And so, you know, you can manifest your angst and manifest your anger, but yet, you know, you're not going to get into a fight. And I really thought, for a young generation, my son was part of that generation, I thought that was a very special time and a very special action.
Last thing I'll say about this: drinks at ballparks are too damn expensive.
All right,
and somebody needs
price.
To do something about
this. Give me a price. One
12-ounce can of Cutwater is $18 at Dallas Love Field.
Wow.
$18 for a 12-ounce can of Cutwater? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, you know, they almost encourage you to try to sneak stuff in.
They really do. And I got to know, it's not like we're at the movie theater where it's like the margins on movie theaters have been small for a century and everybody makes their money at the concession stand. I know that. Are you telling me that the people that operate Dallas Love Field are working on such a slim margin? They got to charge me $18 for a can of Cutwater that probably retails at $2.50? What are we doing here?
I bet if you had a dollar for every time Billy Joe Armstrong dropped the F-bomb, you would have been able to afford that.
He was on good behavior.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, okay. He wasn't like, well, because it's the big stadium tour, you know, it's more of a sell. Like the smaller venues, he'll take time to kind of curse at you and talk to the audience a little bit. But this was, hey, we got a lot of material to cover tonight.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, 100,000 people here, whatever. So the F-bombs were at least lyrics. But, you know, I've seen him in the past where he's like, you know, a little more profane than that.
I'm glad it was satisfying for you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.